We don't believe in anything but building borders between people and building compassion. That's what our films do. That's what we speak to.
Joanna Netisagar is one of the producers of the film The White Helmets, a documentary film about Syrian refugee workers fighting to help individuals out of the war zone.
The White Helmets show that even a person with no agency can dig with their hands to save one life, and that means everything to them.
Other documentary filmmakers held a panel discussion during the recent Sundance Film Festival in Park City to discuss ways their film supports social inquiry. Filmmaker Savaz Zahedi agrees with Netisagar that making films can give voice to segments of society that are often unheard.
I think the stories are kind of at the heart of ideology and of beliefs. And it seems like we think through stories. I mean, everything is how the story is told, is how we, the conclusions we draw. And so for me, like, the stories are really like the thing. Like, whenever I have a fight with my wife, it's always because I have a story about what she's doing that is not the story that actually creates peace, right? And usually, like, there's another way to think about what happened where I'm like, oh, okay, I'm sorry, you poor thing.
Producing films that explore the well-being of our bodies, says filmmaker Erica Fay, can help us discover new things about ourselves and the world around us. Hers is an art of using the physical to share stories.
Speaking about the body at all becomes poignant, relevant, political. And the work that I do with students is really wrapped all around the body. The job of an actor is essentially to be, in my mind, a vehicle, right? And how does one prepare the body and the mind and the emotional fabric to be a vehicle for content that is not our own?
Panel discussions like this one are common during the Sundance Film Festival, a yearly event founded by actor Robert Redford to give independent and international filmmakers a way to premiere and market their documentary, virtual reality, and non-traditional work. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.